Okay, so middle Siman Kuf Chaf, Siv Zayin. So in terms of one of the Torah materials came is has to be a Kli Suda. And what's the gather of Esther, which is a Kli Suda? Kli Suda is something, not just something which happens to be at the dining room table. It's something which has some shaykhs to the food. That's what he said, for example, the napkin holders aren't going to be chayiv. The Atifasi dining cup is not going to be chayiv. And, you know, the vase on the table, that's not considered a Kli Suda. Kli Suda is something that you eat with, something which cooks the food, and something's in the chilek, the preparation of food, so then that goes into the gather of Kli Suda. Now, we saw machlikis, whether if you have something which is a chilek of the preparation of food, but it's not the seifa dar, what's going to be the halakha in that situation? Do you say the pshat is that's considered Kli Suda because it's part of the processes of the food? Or you say, no, the pshat is that being that's not the final dar, it's not going to be chai. What do you find machlikis? By sakash shachita. Sakash shachita. We saw machabis shachita. Does not need tefillah. Why you need tefillah is talking about shechita? The reason why you need tefillah is because it's not kli sudeim, because behemo chaza is not really chaza chilat. And then tzicha bishul tefillah. The shach says the reason why it doesn't need tefillah is because it's not kli sudi yet, because being that it still needs, it's not really achila, and then it's going to be pata. So there's a point that's fine, anything which is not a davar, which is nigma, something which doesn't finish off the food, so then it's going to be pata. Because it's not a Kli Suda yet, because it's not a Chazil Achia yet. The Ramah is Chalik. The Ramah says, V'yesh Chalkin, there are those who are Chalik, the Chalik and Svara. What's the Psaq? Tell you the Tevel Ebracha. It's a good thing, nice Jewish thing to do, to be Tevel without Ebracha. Why the Chalik? So two Malachim, why the Chalik? Taz wants to go to Malachim, using the Chalik is because, no, anything which in the preparation of food, that's Svara, the Chalik, and all that is considered a Kli Suda. Kli Suda is anything which is Machshir Eichel, that also goes into the shame. Kli Suda Shabbat, that's the opinion of the Taz. B'chein who are going, the going also holds like that's going to be the Mahalak. The Mahalak of David is anything which is in the chilek of the preparation of food, that goes into the chilek of Kli Suda also. The Shach, on the other hand, says the only reason why the chilek is because it's a combination. That number one, it prepares the food. Two, the second is something which could be used somewhere else. It is something which is mishtayach to be used on something which is a Gemara Eichel, so therefore it's going to be chayav. In the Chalam, you have something which is never ever used in something which is a final product, then it's not going to be chaya. How do we paskin? So we said the opinion of the shach is also that you're not going to be the chagosadin. Sorry, paskin like the shach, you're not going to be chayiv. The taz and the gain wants to say that you would yes be chayiv b'li bracha. In other words, if you have something in the preparation of food, what are the examples of that? We said A mixer can maybe be an example of that. What else goes in preparation of food? Snitzel banger, I don't know, something like that. Rollers, maybe, rollers, things like that. Those are all potato mash, all those things, those are, we'll be telling you this, according to the Shach, it's nothing to have used the Gemara Eichel, it's going to be Pater. Going to Chakos Adam also. Going to Taz and Again, we'll say you're going to be Chayim. Even on Tzadi Chayim, it's.
Why does the Taz say
yeah? Taz says anything in preparation of food is chayiv. Is chayiv. B'li bracha.
What's the
why? Prepares the food. It's called Kli Suda. Kli Suda is anything which is not something which is the final product of the food, something which is in the process of making the food.
We're
saying the shach, it's a hard sword, a shach. It's sometimes used for B. A Gemara Dover, so over here is going to be. Okay, so it could be anything like that. Now, Benegeya. Cookie cutters, so there are some Sfarim would say that there's going to be telling this machalikas, and if you make like the chalikas adam in the shach, you would not have to be tabled. But nowadays, the chair is pushy, you would have to, because people eat cookie dough, it's a very popular thing to eat.
What?
Therefore, it's something which is the Gemara Dabba.
You lick off the cookie cutters, you don't eat that dough.
What do you say?
Lick off the spoon, it's not like a.
No, you eat cookie dough.
Cookie dough just to eat it?
No. My freeze is full of it. No, we eat it. Yeah. Kids eat it, yeah. Cookie dough. Which? What? Yeah, we're weird?
No. They sell it in Arze, for sure.
Huh?
They sell it in Arze.
Yeah, but you're supposed to make cookie dough. What bracha do you make on that cookie dough?
The ones that are cut into shapes.
Everyone does that again? So then. That's complicated.
What's the Taz's far of why you need a tefillin?
Anything which is in the preparation of food is going to be chayv. Now, if you have a cookie jar, for example, what's that? Cookie jar? That's tam stachil. That'll be chayv. You have a jar for beans?
What?
People have jars for beans and barley. That'll be telling the second now. Now the silence. Let's say has something. That'll be telling the second with us. It's not the Gemara Dover, right? Okay, it's not going to be shell. Let's say has something. Oh, it can be used for cookies.
Yeah, 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 cookie
it's not economy. If it can be used for.
Cookie jar, you don't eat from it, you don't use it for.
If it can be used. Wait.
It's like a plate.
Fine. Now that we're guessing the shell, let's say it's something which sometimes is used for a kli suda. Sometimes not used for a kli suda. Like, for example, you use your Nagelwasser cup to fill up the urn. Nagelwasser cup to fill up the urn. Or somebody made a nice big trifle in a vase. A nice glass vase, so they made a trifle. Or
what?
Trifle. Whatever, step a cake, Chris. So the question is, if now I'm using the suda, even on normal, it's not used for suda, is that now considered a suda and it's going to be chayiv or not? So the Ramah brings down in Sif Ches that if you borrow or if you have a Chevani has a item the Tzarech Klafim. Sorry, we've learned that. Yechayv, Pater, Bakon, the Ramah says, a Rishon, Oysle Shtam, Shpoil, Tzarech, Suda, Filo, Derech Harai, Beloi Tfilo. The first one is Oysle Shtam, Shtam, even Derech Harai, Beloi Tfilo. And it sounds like the Pashtus of the Ramah is that even a Shemesh Harai is going to be Oysle, Beloi Tfilo. That if you take your Negev Asakap and use it, alright, let's start off. So you take a vase and you go ahead and use it, let's start a Suda, and even though normally it's not used up, but mean now it's a Kli Suda, the Mashmoy Salama is going to be Chayef. The Prichadash over here, Yutas Chabay, says no, that when you dance something, he takes up on the Ramah. It says that the way you dance something, you have to go Basarev Tashmishay. That if Rav Tashmisha is not for Kli Suda, the fact that he's a Barai, Barakroi, then that's not going to be Chayiv. Only time I'm going to be Chayiv is if only if it's Rav Tashmisha, if it's not going to be Rav Tashmisha, then it's not going to be Chayiv. So the fees, what would come out according to the Bichadash?
You or the Kli itself?
Hazin Kli Bas Rav Tashmisha Choklish and Yuchid Lashtamishle Michael, Stam Yuchim Shamishle Michael, after Shapama Gimel Shamishle Michael, Ain't Sark Tvila. He argued about a girl has some sunny tapish who Mishamish Pamachal Krishna Ariash by Blia, Krishna Blia, Mashenkin over here, he goes Bas Rav Tashmisha, and therefore it's telling he goes telling in the Yichud. A person in Yichud is not used for Kli, a Suda. And, you know, do you have a Tzarech Klafim? Use that Rai. Excuse me, Chelik on the Ramah, and he's saying that it's not going to be Chayiv. Now, about the Ramah and the Stamis of the place, I mean, not like this. The Stamis would be that if you use it even once, it's going to be Chayiv. Now, the Pitayer has a Pshara, which is a nice Pshara. He says, Yesh the Chalik between what the Chefsa of the Kli is, or whether you use it backward. If the Chefsa of the Kli is Batsim Kli Suda, like over here, it's a Sakin. Nevertheless, you have the Tzarech Klafim, but Batsim, it stims for it to be a Kli Suda. So then, if I use it back roy, a kli suda, a kli which is oimut to be for a suda, if I use it back roy for a suda, it gets a din of a kli suda. But something which is bechefs and not a kli suda. You have the vase, which you're using it to go ahead to put a cake in or something like that. He says, Lemini nachal alba surah to shimsa dafka masha kvar su or min the isim yut in an akshav. Atashim a kli that kilo, a surah kli suda, bottle in it feels there. I'm saying if you have something which is says, why Knivas Yarek? He says, is Baladai that's Galadim? Kim you ask me, Lavid, El Arai? Was a Klee Suda, the Chasu Barleim, the Levi Klee Schera, over there, when he, over there, if he's a back right, it's going to be Chayef. So for Kisev, the Pashto Ramah sounds like the what? Your way is Chayef. That's Pashto Ramah. Pichal is saying, go Masuv Tashmi Shay, Pitar is in between, that if it's a Chafza, a Klee, then it's a Chayef. If it's a Chafza, not a Klee, then it's. Then it's what? A pack knife is the same. So a pack knife, the pre-tire would say your potter. The stomach is the pre-tire.
Why would you say your potter?
Because it's not a bechavsa klisuda. It's a pack knife. It's used for used for your Boy Scout. I don't know, right. Hiking. I don't know what it is for. It's used for everything, but it's not inherently something which is a. A Burgos likes the pre-tire a lot. He goes like that. And he says all those cases. And you take a vase and you just want to put in a cake or something or something like that. And they want to be similar on the pre-tire to say you're going to be potter.
The
pre-tire, the pre-tire. Pre-tire says, go, it's all right. Pre-tire is saying, some of you have to clean. Even there are most, I'm looking at most like this. There are most about a second. You have a third clock, the chevni. So he's not using it for that. But some of you have to clean. You know, we only have to
clean for one type of usage, and you want to use a ba'ari for another type of usage.
That's what chavsa kli. Over here, the pshat is.
That's only for raw.
What are you saying? That what?
You want to use something that's used only for raw things to now for ba'ari for now raw things. You want to use a schnitzel hammer?
Yes, after. The mechaber brings down that if the only time you chayiv is if you own it. Mashenka, if somebody borrows something, is not going to be chayiv. And in terms of what bialis you need in order to be chayiv in tefillas kelim. So mechaber says you borrow a kli, you rent a kelim, you don't need tefillah. Notice, for example, places which when you go to a hotel and there are kelim over there, you're not mechayiv in some motel somewhere. Someone by going, you're not chayiv in tefillas kelim. Why? Because you're just a shayel, and therefore you're not going to therefore you're not going to be chayiv. Who then? I don't know, if you make a geisha hotel with a kosher kitchen, right? So the kelim and I can be chayiv in tefillas kelim because the person, it's owned by a guy, he's just renting it, he's just borrowing it. So over there, it's not going to be chayiv. You know, there's the soldiers when they were in Gaza, right? So when they go into whatever, so they make usage of the stuff over there, right? They use the kumkum, things like that. So I came around and hechus kashrus, but. What? No, on people's houses. Not getting involved in hechus kashrus in terms of going over there, but bad some, they're just borrowing it, and therefore they're not chayav tefillas kelim, and therefore no, but the kli is chayav. Yeah, but here the kli is not going to be chayav. Now, the big shaila is in terms of, because they owned it, they're just borrowing, giving it back.
Yeah, the people in Gaza.
They occupied the territory.
In occupied territories, yeah. Now the big shout is in terms of you have a kli which is not yet owned by a Jew. If you go ahead and be table it, if you table it, is it going to be take off the chiyuv tefillas kelim? Or it's owned by a Jew but there's no yechiyuv. This is a very basic shaila. It's owned by Jubas Novakiv. If the Chevni goes out and table it, is it going to patter it or not? So I saw numerous Svarim.
What's the case, Ella?
Before there's a Chiv, let's say a Chevni owns something. So him is not Chayv yet. Jewish Chevni is not Chayv yet. He goes out and table it. Does it work or not? So I saw in a couple of different Chuvas.
Before selling it.
I saw a couple of different Chuvas. They want to say that the whole Svar is went from Tumas Akim to Tumas Yisrael. It's owned by Yisrael. Being that it's owned by Yisrael now, so even though maybe there's no mamash chiyuv, but if that's pashut, the tefillah is going to work. But right, you only need for tefillah. There's no it has to be a mitzvah to be tevilit, even if it falls by itself into there. We're going to see in the hamshach. Let's say something falls by itself. A goy's tevil kli for you. Does it take you off the tumah? So about the tefillah, it's not. And even if it falls by itself, there's no din that has to be mamash. And therefore, even though there's no mitzvah, it's going to take off tumas akum and it's going to be good.
Even if it's by a
guy also? What do you say? No, because then it's clear over there. But over here it's by a yid. It went from a guy to a yid. Elamai, it's not clear to the yid. You can go ahead and. It's still there. The mechayiv is still there. Whatever. Tovashar is beyada, whatever you want to call it. I'll combine them. But that. What? The Mishnah Halacha says it should be right side. Mashta Klein, it's Mechas Asher and Pasha Ben Midbar, one like that. But of course, in this story from the Taz says clearly that the Chevni goes ahead and he says by the Chevni, he means on Machlokes that if the first one, if it's by the Chevni and you borrow it, and the second guy wants to go and borrow it, so it means then Machlokes, are you going to be chayv or not going to be chayv to his claim or not? So the Taz for his eyes that that's the vat that brings down that if he sins the first, so one, the first guy has it for Suda and he gives it to the second guy. So the Issa that brings down that since the first guy uses the Tzarech Suda, even Arai, you have to be Tevilet. So therefore, the second guy who buys it has to be Tevilet. To me, on the Ramah, which does not mention the opinion of the Issa Vahatr. Therefore, what should we do? Yesh Tevilet Bracha, Yesh Tevilet Bracha. But who I didn't have to tell the Chevni to go ahead and tell him that the second guy Tevilets it. To make sure that he should not be tevilet with a second time with a bracha, so that clearly seems to say that what, and it doesn't work, and it doesn't work because he says be tevilet again.
What's pshat? Why doesn't it work?
Why doesn't it work? Because the tuma is when the
took off the tuma.
Because it's not like a tuma like a rishon tuma sheni tuma. It's when it goes from a goy to a yid. When then there's a mitzvah to his kalim. And that's when the mitzvah is. If there's no mitzvah, it doesn't work. Okay, hang on, mitzvah. There's no mitzvah. There's no mitzvah yet. So, saying.
But,
no, no, there's no mitzvah. There's no mitzvah.
He's not using it for shtamshus of achila. The guy
buys it for his house. He's going to use it for achila. When it goes from a guy to a yid, and I use the tzarchei suda, then there is a chiyuv. If there's no chiyuv, it's not a mitzvah. There's no mitzvah. It doesn't work. It's not going to bat you.
But the first guy had a chiyuv when he did it.
No, he didn't. That's how it's going to get. Now, so I still want to see Midaik. Maybe the Midaik Taz says, let's read the Taz. Yesh kamal does a mishkal yisani mimen akach shelo even a shenis of bracha. Don't be told shenis of bracha. The whole problem with Taz was the bracha shabai. Yeah. Huh? The whole problem with Taz is the bracha shabai. Taz saying yesh be told a shenis of bracha.
But that's a
lot. Yeah, but well, I guess he says make sure to tell the second guy that you tevel it, so you shouldn't go in and tevel with the bracha. So he's saying the problem is making the bracha, not the problem that the guy is teveling it. What?
I'm saying
vice
is the tefillah wasn't chal.
The second guy shouldn't do the bracha. He shouldn't be tevilet. How do you want to be tevilet? You want to go to mikveh? You want to go to mikveh again? Let's see, go to mikveh. You want to go to mikveh again? Go to mikveh again. Just don't make a bracha. I don't care. Like, don't bother me. You know, don't make a bracha. That's the problem. But it doesn't. Not really. They never have to be tevilet the bracha. Okay, so that's right. What? Right, but the issue is the Taz issue wasn't so much that. Yeah, tevilah that, yeah, he doesn't, who would you have to tevilah? You just bothered by, if you tevilah a bracha, that bothers him. If you tevilah that a bracha, who cares? Like, what do you do? Right, okay, so that'll be,
your time, so
right, that'll be, I don't know.
The same pressure right here,
so some, yeah, I'm with you. I'm saying, is the Taz not right. Who is he, who was Matthew that? One of those. It's the Zohar's only in Ha'intik. Definitely the passage of the Taz is that you have to be.
What's the bracha?
No, you have to be terrible again. Who I did in the Ramah in Sif Taz? The Ramah brings down in the case of Mashkenai v'Chavim. So we'll get to the halachas in a second. But it says that if the guy wants to keep it by, let's go to the halacha. Mashkenai v'Chavim, what's the halacha? So the Gemara has a suffix, what the halacha is. The Gemara says, if the guy wants to keep it by you, you have to do tefillah. Then if you're not sure, then you have to do tevilah without a bracha. Zakta Rama, in the soif, you do keep it, you do without a bracha. Well, the Gemara has a suffix, right? What's the halacha by Mashkin of Echavim? The Gemara doesn't have a pshitas, right? So the Mechlekes is showing what the halacha is going to be. The basis says the Mechlekes is telling you whether you hold it, is it the rights of the Darabanan. If you hold tefillah kiyum d'oraisa, then you have to be tevil without a bracha. If tefillah kiyum d'rabbanan, you don't have to go ahead and be tevil. Back upon him, some chavis says that. So, Dr. Amar, what do? You tevil it. Says im lebesayif. It comes back to you again. You have to tevil without a bracha again. Why have to go the same thing? Why have to tevil without a bracha? You ready? We're tevil it. Are you sure? No. What? Why do you tevil again without a bracha by the case of the mashkin? By the case of the mashkin, right? Suffolk, goy, goy, mashkin shogoy is by Yisrael. Then where is the suffolk? Do you tevil or not? So what the Mechaber say you should do? Tevil it, believe bracha. Then at the end, if the goy keeps it by you, you have to tevil again, believe bracha. Why do you tevil again, believe bracha? You already tevil it. Everybody has a shaila. It's because maybe the first time didn't work. Thing the first time didn't work. I have to go ahead and do it. Tayyib, like I'm Bli Bracha. Why didn't first time work? Because Ba'ayid.
The Chalim is in the hand of Yidra. You hear my
right. So you could be Mechalik and say, that's not a Raya from Ovi. This is not as good a Raya as it has. Because like we've been saying, Ovi Pshaz, but Mashab Ed Chavim could be the, what's the Pshaz of Mashab Ed Chavim is not Chayiv in Tefillah? Is the Yisrael Dover is that it's because it's not called that you're yours, then El Chanami would not be right because it's not by Yisrael. Or you could hear the pshat is the mashmaiz like that. It's called yours, but it's not doing my shahaya. That's just like shayel. When you borrow a kli, right? When you borrow a kli, pshat is betzam. It's a shtamsus. You have the skos. Yeah, I have the ability to use it. It's mine. Narvas is not doing to my shahaya. That's why you're going to. That's why you're going to be part of this. So mashkin. What's the story? What? Right. Okay. In the comments. So here it's not as good. But here it's right. Here's much less. Right. But going for the taz. Definitely is a good raya. The Taz says that if the it's by the chavani and he gives it to you, not chavani to his kelim. Now he gives it to you to borrow. Do you have to be tevel or not? So what do we do? You should be tevel without a bracha, and make sure to tell me that you do without a bracha. So the next guy, when he buys it, he does without a bracha. Now, if the halacha is that if the chavani would do it, it would work. So then, why do you have to go ahead and tevel a second without a bracha? You did it. It doesn't work. Okay. So if we have Rosh Hamazam, we saw Rosh Hamazam in Tshuva, we saw others want to say from over here we see Yisoid that a keli which is not yours yet, is not going to work, and therefore it's not going to work. Therefore Rosh Hamazam and other places can say they put down other places say that Pshat is that for a store owner to go and be told by the kli, it's no good. It's not because of the kli sudi yet, and it's not going to work, and therefore having pre-table things is not going to be good, and it doesn't help. Let's say you paid for it before you actually made a mashicha. What's the said of shayla? The said of shayla is you can say something to everything. It's no good because the maisa, you don't own it. You don't own it. It's not yours yet. Over there is the Tfilas Kelim book, Parakim, I think, Har Chafei. What this Rosh Hamazam was make already, if you already bought it already, because then, also a Svarar, what's all you said over here? Why by Chavani is not Chayiv? Because it's not Kli Suda yet, it's not Imel Suda. It's Kli Schayiv, it's not Imel Suda. So Rosh Hamazam wanted to say, if you paid for it already, being that you're not really supposed to be, if a Shalom Mois Kain, Mois Not Kain, Dereis, Darbona, and Minog, you're not supposed to be Chayzer, right? You're not really, doesn't Mechos Samanit be Chayzer, Mishaparit be Chayzer. And legally, you have to know whether they ought to be chayzer or not chayzer. Maybe there's a return policy, not a return policy. But once they're ready, at that point, we say it's oimid for a suda already, and therefore, we want to say at that point it's going to be good. But to be tevel it before the pre-tevel stuff, that's something which is a issue, and it's not going to be good.
Okay, harvest
now. Same with halacha, yeah. Now they take a step weiter. So what's going to be the halacha if you buy a keli to go ahead and give it as a matana, to give it as a present? What's going to be the halacha in that type of situation? Do you say the same type of svara? So Shlomo Zalman also. Even though the meicha can't be tevel because to him it's kli schayra. So he says it's a problem. Giving as a matana also. You want to give something as a present, you cannot go ahead and be tevel beforehand because it's not kli schayra yet. Therefore it's not going to be chayav. So what's the eitzah? Sometimes the eitzah would be you can be zakat to somebody else, and then we did tovah mitin zakat shalom lefanav. Then he says not so sure because maybe the guy won't use it. Maybe return it. Maybe he has it and return it. So it's never only for klisuda, or he doesn't like it. So then he says it's not called klisuda yet, and the meila you can't give it to the tovah mitin zakat says he can't go ahead and do it. Because maybe he doesn't want what? And so that's okay. The only problem is maybe he doesn't want it. Other places give this Eitza. They say that once it, you know, it's his, he owns it. The fact that he's machlo return it, I don't know.
Use it one time yourself.
Yeah, that's also Eitza. Use it one time yourself. I don't know if it's such a good Eitza. Shtumer likes the Eitza. He says you have to take all the things which are ma'akiv. In other words, you have to take off the price tag, you have to start peeling things off, it's not so nice, give a present.
So if my stop it. If a guy returns it, then it's chal, if it's not, you don't need it to. If he doesn't return it, then it's chal too.
The question is whether it works or not. That's all. So you can write not toivel and give it to the guy. That's the thing. Prashi is write not toivel and give it to the guy. Now, where it gets very complicated is you give it to somebody that's not from. Now what? You cannot write not toivel because the problem of an Iver. You give him a cleaver, he's not toivel, he's not going to be toivel. You have a big problem. You can't give such a cleaver. So the eighth is maybe you go out and be toivel it. So you got me to was saying pashas doesn't work. It's clear matanos. So there's one eitz the user wants, which is not so nice. Also, when you're being toivel it, you have to peel off the price tags and the stickers and everything. So that's also not such a great winning combination. Now, b'negei shalach manis, so that's shlav days. What's going to be halacha b'negei shalach manis? So there you can hear maybe shalach manis is not different. Why can't maybe shalach manis is different? What's b'negei shalach manis? I'm going ahead and I'm buying a food platter and putting it into the shalach manis. Buying candy dish and putting the penny candies in. So I could hear Misvara that this is maybe more of a tzadis chayv by me because over here it's kli suda. I'm using it. What's the difference if I use it? Let's say you come to my house and I serve you a suda. I serve you a candy dish. So that's I'm giving it to you. I'm not eating it myself. I'm serving you. That's called kli suda because I'm using mishtamish suda. So over here I'm making shalach manis. I'm being mishtamish for your suda. So maybe you can get more of a tzad to say that that's considered kli suda, and it's more of a tzad to say that you're going to be chayv. Alamai, what?
Because it's full of food after.
I made you a meat port. I made you a.
The
soda
shop
once
has to be
a suda. Okay, say that. Say that. Shmuzam, it's not like that. Since copy the bialim for me, it's not a suda shtamshis. It's a present. That's not doing it. I'm giving it? No. It doesn't make it. Even though it's Sarge Suda, I'm a fighter. My Ishtamishis is it right now is not for Achila purposes. It's not that I'm serving you. That's not what I'm doing. Come on. Am I serving you? I'm not serving you. What I'm doing is. I'm not serving you. That's not what it is. I'm giving you a present. And with that present, you're going to go ahead and use the present, Tachas presents that use it for Suga purposes. Therefore, Shemzaman also saw that that's not considered Sarge Suda. And therefore, it's not called Tzarkei Suda, and therefore, you cannot go ahead and be Teivel. So therefore, Halacha Maisa, I would say, Maisa place from Archeish is that you should not Teivel it. You should just write not Teivel it, and let the. Because then, number one, the guy has to be Teivel again, anyhow.
And he can make a bracha.
So, anyhow, he's going to have to say, borrow that svar. Oh, this is called Tzarkei Achila. I don't know when he's going to tell you that. It's a little borrow. So, somehow, not like that. It's not a bar to get svar. So I'm not like that. So anyhow, I'm going to make the other guy tevel without a bracha. So anyway, he's not mafisin in the bracha. So what ma ahani lay? Now, Benigeya, it's getting late. Benigeya, eating in hotels, eating in people's houses which aren't from. So the shayla is in terms of, is that called klisudo or is it called klischeros? So the svar, what's the svar of the shayla? So the shayla is beside the bailam, he's just using it for business purposes, right? He has a store. He's not using it for food purposes, he's using it for business purposes. So maybe that'd be like the chavani. As far as I say not like that is that no, so there's no shekhas to the chavani. The chavani side is the whole tachas of the kli is he's selling it. He's using it's a parnasa. It's not no is no stamshis of achila. Over here, your business is to do a stamshis of achila. The business is to serve people, the business is to for people to eat, therefore that should be considered kli suda. So Dr. Tshuva writes that minigis, mekel, that we all that's called kli schoira. And therefore, you're not going to be chayiv, and it's going to be okay. Reb Moshe and Tshuva like was so poshutim, like not like that. Like he didn't have a tzad like that. He's like it's aser. Like you know, it's tzad kli skar. Like my kasha. Like what? Answer the question. It's not kli skar. It's kli suda. So he's like, oh, so maybe if it needs a kli, it doesn't need a kli. If you eat with a fork and a knife, like you know, Reb Moshe is poshutim. That's going to be it's poshutim. That's going to be a problem. Who I didn't in the Ben Rabbi Yashiv and Ashreish. He also has this pashat that it would be, yes, considered a problem. Archa Sabbatim brings down with the stipler, the Chazanesh, sorry, that also would, yes, be considered a problem. As he said, Ishael is, do we say this is called Kli Schoira? Because that's the Shtamshis? Or do you say, I mean, because that's it using it? Now, the Metzias is Mashani Avanti, any non Mahajan Echser, they are being Samechemis. Yeah. When I say non Mahajan Akshar, this is because it says word Mahajan, I didn't say that was Mahajan, okay?
So what's Mahajan
Akshar? Okay, not for now. But Makiba, we're going to have to talk about it because all sorts of confusing going on these days. But anyhow.
Oh, yeah. Is here? Pop guys. Huh?
Yeah. So that definitely the non-Mahajan Hashem are definitely some behind it. I don't know, like, you can ask the people, of course, you know, who sell coffee around in the mirror, do they table their urn or not?
It's probably broken by now. It's broken and fixed by the guy from
Cheap Street. We just said, Moshe, Chaznesh, Rav Yash, well, it's not. So the guy in the right across the street from Yeshiva, the one in he said his is doesn't need tefillah. He bought the type, which says he don't need tefillah. Either it's Jewish owned or done by the Yisrael. The other ones, I don't know. Saying I care. What? That's not okay. So you know whatever. Now, Shem Zalman has a second svara. I guess getting later. Shem Zalman has a second svara. Shem Zalman has a second svara that he wants to say that the only time I hear tefillah is kalim is. Right, that only works in all tal. If you're going by somebody's house and not from, then that's not going to be a Eitzah. That's not going to be a Eitzah. Shem Zalman had a limud skos, which he says that the whole Isser of Tzias came stems from the mitzvah. Because Gavna, I'm not able to do the mitzvah, therefore there is no Isser, which that's something which probably tell us. So I can't walk out with the Kalim to go ahead and be table it because they won't let me do it. Therefore, the Isser, the mitzvah, tell you, because Gavna, I can't do the mitzvah, there is no Isser. So I'll tell that so would apply. Who are didn't probably and also in these stores that also would apply. They're not going to walk out without it. When you buy a private person's house, you have to know what they care. Let's say you go to if you buy a private person's house. So if you ask them, do you mind if I take it? Do you mind if I go to the mikveh and tevel? I don't know if they care. They're not from. Do you care if I take it and tevel? I don't know if they care. You have to know. Then you are able to tevel it. You know, if you buy your cousin's not from and you say you want to tevel it, so I don't know. Don't know if that. If you have that at the void, which the Mazaman and Shun. No, if it has the ability to do the mitzvah, no. If the, also, in Shulchan Shem, the Mazaman did not like the Svara so much. Only Bakrai, not Bakvias. He wasn't so happy about the Svara. It was low Barat, slow. It wasn't like Shulchan Shem and Shinuchav Gimel, no. Shinuchav Gimel, what time is it? It's late.
And you make a bracha in such a case? Shinuchav Gimel and what's
the Shinuchav Gimel, Archaim. Shinuchav Gimel is like Sukkot and Zayin or. Okay, there's a couple more things running out of time. Now, in terms of we have Michael and Tech Kli, do you have to go ahead and be Tevel the Kli or not? The question is, every time you buy something, the Chayra, you should have to, when you buy a metal can from Coca-Cola, you buy from supermarket, from some supermarket. Pickle jar, Coke can, wine bottle, the Chayra, it's a Kli now, went from Yit to Goy, it's Rechayit to Yitzkelem. Therefore, man will save him to buy from any Galicia store, what's that? Or even from a Jewish store. It was all my Coca-Cola, and then I went to your local store, and then you go in and buy it. So now you go to my Napayim, now you go in and buy it. So now I went. Now it should be Chayim to his game. What's that to go ahead and use it? So the Chazanish and the Chami did not use it. He just opened it up and poured it out. And he held that so he can use it. It's Chayim to his game, and it's brought down to Chasabenu. Chasabenu brought down. He used to pour it out. And you're not able to go ahead and use it. What is the limud? What's the? I think the chalak is Yaakov as a tshuva. He writes, buy it, but don't have that's the kind of can. Don't have that's the can. That's also a plan.
That's
when
you give something to not from person also. You can give it and not be
back in
it to them.
Yeah, it's a master. No, it's still
an
because
he's
lending him.
Why?
But you have a. It's by you. Yeah, but Gabbanim, what's the Lima Schus of Elam? So the Meral Diska, two Mahalchim. The Mahalch of the Meral Diska needs some sense to say, Sheval Tasa is not called Shemesh. You're not doing a pool, that's not called Shemesh. What Gechor the Pshad is that just emptying something else, that's not called usage, and therefore, that's not, that, therefore you got it, and just taking things out, that's not called usage. The fees there to go ahead and put, to reuse it, to put stuff back into it. What? That would be a problem. It's only because Sheval Tasa is not called usage. If you want to go ahead and put stuff back into it, Lamaisa, that would, yes, be considered a usage. And for sure, if you have two, like, wine bottles, and you want to just, like, they're both halfway done or whatever, you want to just, like, add them together, that for sure would be something with that. For sure would be a problem. That's not emptying. That's called usage. Shmuzam would want to be makeup, maybe, let's say, take a little coffee. Took a little bit too much. So putting back, he's a guy that's Magal Das, like, I never, it's like, it's not like a new usage. I'm going to das, I took too much, never had das to use it, and then it's going to be okay. When I pour in two bottles together, then in the Chanami, that's something which would be a problem. Rav Moshe and Tshuva, on the other hand, wants to say, point one about it, it'll be a problem. Rav Moshe wants to say that he wants to say a chiddush like this. He wants to say that ba'etzem, this thing is not only meant to be a kli. He says it's just a chesel. It's just tuffle to the food. It's not meant to be a kli. Therefore, he says, when does it get the same kli? It gets the same kli by the Yisrael. It wasn't a kli before. By the goyim, it wasn't a kli. It was just tuffle to the food. Only gets the same kli by the Yisrael. Being that only gets the same kli by the Yisrael, therefore, Zakar Malaysia, therefore, it's not chayt tzvi'is kayim b'chal. Tzvi'is kayim is when there are like four times tzvi'is kayim. Well, the first night has to be a kli. A kli which goes from a goy to a yid is going to be chayv. Zakar Malaysia over here is not considered a kli b'chal. Being that's not considered a kli b'chlal, therefore Moshe held that. Hold on a second. That also you can clarify. It depends what it is. A kli or not a kli. Moshe saying it's not, doesn't have a shame kli to it. I'm saying it doesn't have a shame kli to it, and therefore according to Moshe wants to say that all these things would not be considered chayv. So Mazam wants to.
They're full already because they come full. That's the
reason. No, because it's tuffle to the food and it's not. It's just something. It's like a chesel, like on Shabbos. Now everyone asks, Chazus himself falls on Shabbos. You open up a tuna can. He says, Chayav Azbayna, right? The Chazan says, right? It's not a promise later, it's only gets to clean, open it up. So, you know, that's the story of saying is. It's not a clear, it's only coming clear later on by the Yid, but he's only coming clear later on. Therefore, that's the reason why he can be part of it. Now, the Ayyamun's way, the Chazan himself, by Shabbos, tells you only Chayav Azbayna, it's not a clear, it only comes a clear when you open it up. Mashenkin, when it comes to his Caleb, he seemed to tell that it was the problem. See, in the Chazan's world, of Dafka, the Gedarma tells you Zabazah. Even in Kaveh Shabbos, maybe we'll give it a shame. Boina, but for it, it's only to be kli. It has a shemesh kli, and Lav Dafka, the two Gedarim are going to be talis of Azaz. So let's make seder over here. You have something which you want to. You buy something, you want to use it. The Coca-Cola bottle seems to be the minigay limits we make. Why? Two reasons. We have reason number one is we have the Shemal Diskin Shaval Tasa. We also have the Heter of Ramosha. When you're dealing with a let's open up a coffee bottle, coffee jar. There, l'choira, you don't have the heter of Rav Diskin. You have heter of Moshe, not as posh over there.
Why not?
Why isn't it a kli yet? Because tough to the food, you mean, right? So, the food. You don't have the svar. You know, there are two svaris. There's one svar is that something which is not meant to be used as a kli, like a little soda can. It just says shimush, that's one svara. Or you could go with the svara of the Chazanish, that says on Shabbos, we wouldn't call it a kli yet. It's a kli atom, it's not called a kli. That you would not have when you're dealing with a coffee jar, because that already is a kli. No, Shabbos is kli over there. That you would not have a svara. Now, in terms of putting things back, so putting back a little, since pretty much kubal, like a shimush zalman, that's okay, it's not called a shimush. Reusing it, mice of the das on most places is not like a mushroom through machmer, and to reuse it for a second time, that's something which would not be so recommended. I can't say it's mamshas, but I always say it's not so recommended to do such a thing.
I look in the coffee stores, they just pour the coffee bags into the jars.
What do you say?
Yeah.
There's one thing, when you get a sift test, the pistol shoe rings down, like when you get the whole suffix, whether by masculine or not, he says that Mustafa the Cleet Schuchis, the Lay Mechayev, the Tumid Darbanan, that Safi Darbanan Lakuna. No more like based on the rest of Darbanan by Safi Darbanan, and when you say the Cleet Schuchis, the Safi Darbanan, then you do not have to, go ahead and be Tevel it.
Only if it's a mitigating circumstance,
no? Right. Okay, I guess well. Next time, I think next time we can finish up. No, we can do it today. It's not so long.
Shop line is to move right away.
I feel like there's a lot.